This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamavam. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Lamed Daled. We're in Sif Beis. And the Mechaber said, Yirei Shemayim should be Yoytzei both opinions. You should make two pairs of tefillin and should put on both of them and be Mechavein when he puts it on, that with the one that is, he's Yoytzei Aliba Dehilchasa, with the one which is in accordance with Halach, he's Yoytzei. And whatever is not Aliba Dehilchasa is just Ritzuis Ba'alma, because there's enough space on the head to put on two pairs of tefillin and there's enough space on the arm. So you're putting on both of them simultaneously. And the way the Mishnah Berurah learned it, if you're not able to put them both on simultaneously, you should put on like one and then immediately put on the other, relying on the first bracha. So
when he says able to put on both of them simultaneously, that means not that there's a lack of room there, right? Because putting them on one after another doesn't solve that, right?
Well, the Mishnah Berurah said in Siv Katan Tes, not that the Mishnah Berurah said that means when you put them both on simultaneously, you will not be able to get them both in the right place. In other words, the act of putting them on simultaneously is too difficult for you to get them both precisely in the same place. Therefore, you need to tie them one after another without hefsek. And the bracha you made in the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah says will help for the second pair. That's what the Mechara means, v'yaniach la'achirim al-smach. So it's not that physically there's no room, it's that there's not enough working space to be able to put them both on at the same time. So the only way to do it is to put them on one after another. Yeah, right, good point. So what do you do? Yaniach siv katan yud, kedivrei ha'echad shel yad v'shel roish. You do, like, you follow one opinion, shel yad and shel roish. V'yaniach alachir, and then you put on the second pair, al smach bracha rishayna. V'im lo yuchal, kach tzarech loymar. V'loy garsina v'yisalke miyad. Take out the words, v'yisalke miyad. So the next best option is immediately one after another. Kedivrei ha'echad, ha'mechaber sasam devara. The mechaber is unclear. Ulufi achras achroinim, based on the conclusion of achroinim, tov yoser sheyismaych habracha tefillin derashi. It's better to rely the bracha on the tefillin of Rashi. Shel yad v'shel roish. Shel Yad v'Shel Roish. L'hamechaber b'bracha achas. Okay, so according to the Shita Mechaber, that normally you make one bracha on the Shel Yad v'Shel Roish, you're going to make one bracha. L'fi min hageinu. The beis brachas, according to our minhag, two brachas. V'chanal b'simen chafei. V'achar kach yaniach etzlam zug shniyah. And then you put on the second pair. Really? Is the bracha that made on the shel yad going to be able to go on the second shel yad? But you're mafsik by putting on a shel roish before you put on the second shel yad. B'afal b'shem mafsik b'neyam b'anav shel roish shel azug harishayin. V'gam b'habracha shem b'bracha le'elfim b'nagin. Besides that, you're going to put on the shel yad. You're going to make a bracha. You're going to put on the shel roish. You're going to make a bracha. Then you can go back and put on tefillin Rabbeinu Tam and use the haniach that you made on the shel yad of Rashi for Rabbeinu Tam. Afil hachi shaper dani dummy. It's okay. Why? Da shnei brachas al tarvayu koi. Because both brachas are going on both. Avol yuchal aniach metchila hashta. Says Mishnah Berurah, much better etza. Put on two shel yads and then two shel roishes. Avol yuchal aniach metchila hashtaim shel yad mishtei azugos. Ba'achar kach hashtaim shel roish. Why? Because then you're being mafsik between the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel roish with Rabbeinu Tam shel yad. Better. Meaning it sounds like you could put on a shel yad, make a bracha on the shel yad. That bracha is still active. You're putting on a shel roish. You're not being mafsik between shel yad and shel roish. And then the original bracha on the shel yad will then go back on the tefillin shel yad of Rabbeinu Tam. That's okay. Meaning the bracha on a shel yad could wait there and hang in the air until you ultimately come back to it by putting on the tefillin shel yad of Rabbeinu Tam. But to put on a shel yad and then a second shel yad and then go back to Rashi shel roish, that's a problem. That's a hefsek. Lo yuchal. Then now we're up to the next yeshayimim. The yeshayimim she'im lo yuchal aniach bevas achas. Now what's that? We already know that. That was the first yeshayimim the way the Mishnah Berurah read it. The first yeshayimim the way the Mishnah Berurah read it is you're not able to, in the small amount of space you have, put them both on immediately. So you had to put them on zeh achar zeh. So what does mechaber mean now? V'yeshayim she'im lo yuchal aniach bevas achas. That was the exact same thing we read till now. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Pirsh, Afilu b'zachar zeh lo yuchal, lahaniach b'vas achas. You can't, v'vas achas here means, you can't even then put them on one after another at one time. Meaning b'vas achas means to wear two tefillin simultaneously. You're not putting them on simultaneously. We're already done with that. You couldn't do that before. It's now, you're not even able to get two pairs of tefillin onto one arm. Why? Again, you have a wound. There's no room for two of them. So, Mendy, what you pointed out before is when it says there's no room, it means there's no room to do them simultaneously, but there's room to put them on. Now, there's no even room to put them on the same arm. Or the people are going to mock you. You're wearing two pairs of tefillin. So, Yaniach Shel Rashi, V'yivarech Aleihem V'chulu, Dehem Ho'ikar Ladina. Look in the Bir Halacha, that the Bir Halacha proved the Ma'oid Tzach Lizar Shlo Yechave Mahanachasam Rak Mishum Sveika V'loy Bistam L'Shem Mitzvah. Look in the Bir Halacha that we proved. You have to be very careful. Don't be Mechavein when you put on Rabbeinu Tam for Safek. You should not be mechavin stam l'shem mitzvah, only al safek. Now, which bir halacha is he referring to? That's the bir halacha on this page. On this page, maybe we'll see that next week. Just to see the end of the Mechaber says, well, what do you do? Yaniach shel Rashi, v'yivarech aleihem, v'yu alav b'shas krishma tefila, v'achar tefila, yaniach shel Rabbeinu Tam b'loi bracha, v'yikur v'hem shema v'hoyim shemaya. By the way, we'll see this, we'll read it again on Monday, b'li neder. V'achar hatfila. The Mishnah Berurah says the right time to put on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin is after davening. Hainu kedina mavur la'el b'simen chafes sifya gimel. V'loi ke'elu ha'cholzin tefillin d'arashim manichin d'Rabbeinu Tam tekef la'acha kedusha shemane esrei. Not like, by the way, many, many people do this, but the Mishnah Berurah says it's wrong. Not like those who remove tefillin of Rashi and they put on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin right after kedusha shemane esrei. V'emes the truth is, Mavachal Isin Shaloi Kedin, even though, besides the fact they're violating the halacha, Mavur Lael, Simon Chafes of Yigimel, Gam Sarch Lechavin Betfilas Shemaina Esrei, Lahashatz, Vloy Lasik Vidavar Acher. You're not allowed, not only are you not allowed to learn, which obviously you're not allowed to do, you know, you gotta wonder what's going on in people's heads when they're learning Mishnah Berurah during Chazar Sashatz. But now you're not allowed to learn, you're not allowed to do anything. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah bring, you should not have them collecting tzedakah during Chazar Sashatz. In my shul, I don't let them collect tzedakah during Chazar Sashatz. You can't put on tefillin. You can't put on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. So you can't collect tzedakah either. Anyway, we'll bli nether, at least take a look at the Bir Halacha next week. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Bracha v'atzlacha. And have a good day. Kol tov.
May I ask something on different halachas?
Yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.